Hello, Internet. In this episode, episode 5 of All of My Issues, we talk about the Amazon original series, Jean-Claude Van Johnson. We find out about it, we talk about it, we let you know about it. We also take a stroll down the film history of Jean-Claude Van Damme, discuss that, and we also have a pretty in-depth conversation and discussion about ponytails and the history of ponytails in film. So go ahead and listen and enjoy. All right, we're back, and Sam and I just got finished watching Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It's one of the Amazon original series that they're trying to pilot, and I hope to God that this becomes a series.
If you have not checked it out yet, you should check it out. It's on Amazon. It's pretty hilarious.
Yes, indeed. It's worth your time watching. It's a half hour, but it's a half hour well spent. Where should we even start with it? We probably talk about.
Let's just kind of give the audience the premise of Jean-Claude Van Johnson here.
There you go. That sounds like a good place to start. Well, I guess it starts out with him being. You know, he's playing himself, essentially, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
But unbeknownst to the rest of the world, he's also a super secret agent spy kind of guy who goes by the code name Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
Well, I guess technically his real name is Jean-Claude Van Johnson. And the Jean-Claude Van Damme is his cover.
Oh, there you go. That's true, too.
It's
that's
his cover.
True. Yeah.
So, yes, we have a half an hour of Jean-Claude Van Goodness. He's basically semi-retired of being Jean-Claude Van Damme, even though if you look at his IMDb, database, he's still doing movies.
Yeah, he's been quite active, so it's kind of maybe not super popular active, but you know, he's been in some movies that have been pretty popular recently. You know, there's the Expendables
2, yes.
Yeah, that was pretty popular in that.
Kung Fu Panda 2,
of course. Exactly. You know, that's a pretty big you don't actually see him in it, but you hear his voice. And I mean, it's you know, pretty unmistakable. It just, the whole show, I think the best part about it, in my opinion, is that you can really tell that he's not taking himself too seriously in the role, and mm-hmm. he's having a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
Which is definitely, you know, relays back to, you know, just watching it, you get that feeling that, okay, he's, you know, not taking himself too seriously, and it works.
Exactly. He's basically a secret agent guy, and he finds someone from his past.
Uh-huh, yes, yeah.
That he had very fond memories of. And so, in order for him to get back in this person's life, he has to become... Van Johnson.
Yeah, go back to becoming Van Johnson.
Van Johnson. And surprisingly, who's also in this movie is Felicia Rashad, and all of us know her as Mrs. Huxtable,
from
The Cosby Show.
And her role in it is pretty awesome, too, because I would have thought of to play the role that she is.
Exactly.
Because of how we know her from as Mrs. Huxtable, but... She's like the head of this secret spy organization.
Exactly. And also who doubles as Jean-Claude Van Damme's agent.
Yes. Yes. Which is also, that's awesome. Dude. Oh, man. Everything, it just,
even like the movie that like, because in the show, as his cover for this job that he gets, this undercover job that he gets, he's playing Jean-Claude Van Damme, getting this acting job.
Yeah, exactly.
And the movie that he gets cast in is fantastic. It's like a more current version of Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn.
What they call in the industry, retelling of a story of a classic story with action in it. As they put to it, so it's Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah, like immediately, like I'm kind of thinking of like that Hansel and Gretel movie that came out a few years ago.
Yes.
It's kind of like that, but like, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme is Tom Sawyer, right? I think he's Huck Finn.
He's Huck Finn.
Okay,
and the actress is Tom Sawyer.
That's right. The actress. There you go.
Which I'm still trying to understand what female name goes with Tom. Is it?
I don't know. Maybe Tom. Maybe she's a Tom girl. I don't know. But you know, it's kind of interesting because like they're building a family, if you will, between Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer. So there's
a cabin.
And so there's a romantic involvement between the two of them. And I'll let you mention like the big shock that you kind of get about the one character that's also part of that storyline.
Well, if you know, we all read Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
There's one controversial character.
His Tom Sawyer's friend Jim, which is referred to in the Mark Twain classic as N-word Jim.
I guess the simply put N-word Jim.
and that's basically kind of how they refer to him in this show, and it's a pretty funny take. As this cover, but the story goes, he's trying to get some information for the spy agency about these drugs that are being
smuggled in those canisters
to a different country and everything. So, you know, there's some good jokes, and basically we find out which time traveling movie is better between Time Cop and Looper.
Yeah, so if there's no other reason to watch this, it's maybe to get the answer to that question.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't want to give you everything.
We don't want to give you everything. We want you guys to go see this. If you have Amazon, watch it and let Amazon know that you want to see more of Jean-Claude Van Johnson, because it's pretty funny and pretty entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So definitely add it to your watch list.
Now, like watching this, can you think of any like other movies of like serious action stars? Because what I've seen is it kind of reminded me a little bit of The Last Action Hero with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Almost said Sylvester Stallone.
Oh yeah. Actually, he's like a cameo in that too.
He makes
a cameo in that. Yeah. Yeah, it made me think of that too, because Last Action Hero, like at the time it came out, I don't think people really understood it because it was like almost too meta for the time. It was kind of unsuccessful at the time, but I watched it again.
It's a pretty good movie.
It is really pretty good. It is. And I mean, it's dealing with, you know, this crazy, you know, it's almost like what The Matrix kind of did with this whole other reality type shifting and changing gears and stuff like that.
Right.
I think at the time that the movie came out, though, people weren't ready to think that way about stuff.
I mean, yeah, they had a lot of, I remember when it first came out, they had a lot of advertisement. They were just advertising. Yeah. And I don't think people understood that it was action, but it was comedy too. It was pretty funny.
Exactly.
So if you watch it again, if you watch Last Action Hero now, you'll realize, you know what?
It's pretty good.
It's a pretty good movie.
It is a pretty good movie. Yeah, because I remember too, like when back when MTV did a lot of like promotions for movies and stuff like that, there was like such big hype for that movie. Yes. I remember them having crazy specials on MTV about it, just advertising the heck out of the movie, and it just not really doing very well at all. No. But man,
and Arnold's it's going to be the greatest movie of them all. Last Action Hero, everyone must get on it. Everyone must. It's a great movie. You have to come see it. Me and Maria are going to go see it. It's going to be awesome. And I got all kinds of cameos. So yeah, I think
get to the theater.
Yeah. It's going to be great. I think Last Action Hero should get another viewing. I think it should.
You need to go back and watch it. I think if you haven't seen it or you haven't seen it in a while, go watch it again. But you know, like I guess you know we're talking about Jean-Claude Van Damme here.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll talk about some of his movies that he's done that in the past that, you know, that like we were talking about, like one of the first ones that I think both of us had seen was the No Retreat, No Surrender.
Exactly.
Where, you know, he played, you know, kind of his first take as a villain.
Yeah.
You know,
because I didn't know who he was. And everyone's like, dude, you got this villain, the guy who plays the villain, this Jean-Claude Van Damme dude. You got to check it out. And I remember watching it and I was like, this movie is so cool.
Exactly. It's amazing. The guy can do a split.
Exactly. And like for the longest time, I kept yelling. We would play fight. We were like, no retreat, no surrender.
Yeah. I mean, that was the thing you did when you were kids. I mean, man. And I just remember really, really just enjoying that movie. But I'm pretty much, you know, I for me personally, was just like, I just kind of want to watch the end fight and just how awesome it was and everything in that movie. But it's just so good. It is really good. And then I guess after that, I think shortly after he did that film, he did Bloodsport, which is kind of like one of my personal favorites.
Yeah.
Just because I think that might be actually the first Jean-Claude Van Damme film that I saw. And I enjoy watching that movie now, and it's on cable all the time.
Everybody, everyone knows about Bloodsport. It's Bloodsport, and that was... I'm trying to remember. I think that was the first villain with a ponytail. Was it the first villain with the ponytail?
Or is you thinking Kickboxer?
Well, I know Kickboxer has the ponytail.
Has a ponytail back. For sure. Yeah.
But he has if you watch some of the movies back then, he had a lot of villains with ponytails. Especially
that was a thing. Like if you had a ponytail, you were probably a villain.
He was probably his main bad guy.
Exactly. You were a villain. Or maybe Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal.
He did roll with the ponytail quite a bit. But but no, if you were in a Van Damme movie and you had a ponytail, you were probably the bad guy.
Yeah. You didn't do much talking. You just did a lot of butt kicking and you were pretty much the bad guy.
Exactly. You got it. But yeah, Bloodsport, you know, that's a good one. Cyborg, which, you know, it's kind of one of those weird movies too, where it wasn't exactly what I thought it was going to be when I watched it. But if I go back and rewatch it, I'm like, man, this is kind of a good movie. I kind of really liked what they were doing with it. It
is one of my favorite Van Damme movies.
Yeah,
it's up there because I remember I was excited to back in the day when we had VHS.
No,
and Blockbuster,
and, yeah.
We would get that. I would get that movie, and me and my friends would watch Cyborg. So,
yeah, it was kind of like it kind of gave me that kind of Blade Runner-esque type of feel to it. I don't know, something about that film kind of made me think that way.
Yeah,
but, yeah. Well, I guess he deal with a cyborg, so yeah, maybe that's where I got that feeling.
Yeah, because the premise was if I remember correctly, I could be wrong. He was kind of like a drifter or whatever, and he met this woman, but she happened to be a cyborg, and she had the secret to...
It wasn't like a cure or something.
Yeah, a cure and a disease that basically made the whole entire Earth kind of like ridden with disease and ravagers all over the place, just destroying everything. So
and like Jean-Claude Van Damme, like the drifter type of character or whatever that he's playing, he goes and tries to get her
to the safe point, and
the safe zone or whatever it was.
You find out like what happened to his family, or the same bad guys that he's facing now, and throughout the whole story and everything. I shouldn't be spoiling it because it's when was Cyborg like
1989
like. So it's not I'm not really spoiling
when the movie's over 20 years old,
right? Yeah.
It's probably not a spoiler. I mean, you should probably still watch it.
Yes, I think you should still watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it holds up today. I mean, there's no lame special effects or anything like that.
It holds up.
Especially if you're a fan of splits.
Exactly.
There's splits in it.
And spin kicks.
Spinning heel kicks. Oh, man. It's worth seeing. For sure. And then we got Kickboxer.
Classic,
too. Yeah, I like that one a lot. Lionheart.
Yeah. Lionheart, I think a lot. That's on TBS.
Yeah, that's on TBS, too. It's almost like, for a while there, he kind of had almost the same movies.
Yes.
But they were in, different settings. Exactly. Kind of, but there was always that fight.
I have to fight
to
help my family, or have to fight to save my brother, have to fight,
And I mean, set up some cool fight sequences. I mean, just the story can be kind of lame. Have a good fight sequence, and there you go. That's what you needed in the 80s. That's all you needed. So... But we got Death Warrant. I remember liking that movie a lot, too. That was the one... Isn't that... He's like...
in prison.
Yeah, something like that. And wasn't there some sort of weird hunting thing going on? Or that was Hard Target.
That was Hard Target. Death Warrant was... He was battling the war...
It was like in a town, right? Where it was a small town...
That's Hard Target.
Is that
Death
Hard
Warrant
Target?
Is him in prison, and the head of the prison is trying to.
Oh, I do remember
trying
this
to get
now.
Him to fight in it.
Yeah.
In the prison and everything.
I do remember that too. That's right. They're all kind of blurring together.
Yeah.
But
Hard Target is where it's basically like them. It was these mercenaries. Hunting homeless people.
That's what it was.
In New Orleans.
That's right. Yeah, because they kind of took advantage of his accent.
Yeah,
in that movie. And that's pretty smart casting as far as that goes. Placing in New Orleans. His character name Chance Boudreau.
All
right. And how can we forget Universal Soldier? That's a good one too.
Yes, with Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, the Dorf.
Yeah, that was the only, besides Rocky IV.
Yeah, I mean, hey, Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
And we got Double Impact, Time Cop.
Time Clock is a classic, which brings up the whole paradox of, same matter can't stay in the same space.
Yeah, that comes into play in Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
Exactly.
So, remember that. Maybe you need to go back and watch Time Cop before you watch that, maybe just to get, up to speed on that whole theory. But that's presented in Time Cop.
Now there's a movie called The Quest with Jean-Claude Van Damme. It also has the 80s James Bond, which is Mr. Roger Moore.
Roger Moore is in The Quest. I have not seen it. Now I have to see Roger Moore.
So, which, to be honest, out of all the Jean-Claude Van Damme movies, especially the ones where he's in a fight tournament, that this one to me is maybe one of the best, but also one of the most underrated, because like the fight scenes, especially there's this one character who his fighting style is of different animals, and he like will change it up, and the way they were doing it was just, when I was watching it, it was like, man, this is pretty cool, because the fight scenes, I think these are some underrated fight scenes that people need to watch.
Yeah, I have to admit, I have not seen that movie, but just from your recommendations, I might have to go back up and look that up and watch it.
And Roger Moore's pretty funny, too.
Yeah, you gotta love Roger Moore. Exactly. I cannot believe he's in that. Man, that's crazy. That must be one of the last films that, or one of the, I don't know. Honest with you, I don't know the last film Roger Moore's done.
He was gone from Bond, and it was like one of those things where like, hey, it's Roger Moore.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything for a while. Let's pull him in.
He showed up.
That's crazy. Yeah, and how can we forget? As far as like video games turned to movies goes, he played Colonel Gil from Street Fighter.
Raul Julia's last movie.
That's right.
This is his last movie.
It's such a weird casting for that movie. You know, as far as Street Fighter goes, I never would have thought of like the main character being Colonel Gil. I mean, personally, you know, I mean, he's one of them, but you got like, Ryu and
Ken. Yeah.
Man, those are like the two, like, aren't those the two main characters? I mean, when I think
you know, Colonel Gil just showed up in Street Fighter 2, and it's like, yeah, you're there, but yeah, Ryu and Ken would be what we know as Street Fighters.
Yeah.
And I just thought that,
I mean, that was the go-to character for me. For me, like, whenever I played that game, I gotta play Ryu.
You have to play Ryu. You had to play Ryu. I played Ryu, and I played, what is the girl's name? I should get my nerd card taken away for not knowing, the girl from Street Fighter.
With the ponytail.
Yeah. That was my go-to.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of her name, too. But, yeah. But, yeah, just... But strange, though. Like, they cast Jean-Claude Van Damme as Colonel Gil. I almost even thought, like, okay, why not make him Ken? You know, if nothing else, if not Ryu. I mean, he doesn't have the dark hair like Ryu.
Right.
Make him Ken. Put on a wig. I mean, we know Jean-Claude can wear wigs.
Yeah. But I think when they were going, because he was the more of the army guy, I guess, and Jean-Claude really, at the time, I don't think he was as funny as he is now.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I do love Raul Julia as Bison. It's hilarious.
But it's crazy. But like, I would never, like, hey, let's get an actor to play Bison in the Street Fighter movie. Like, the short list, Raul Julia was on that?
Yeah, right. It's kind of crazy. Like, seriously, has he ever fought ever?
Yeah, I know. And, like, when you're thinking fighting movies,
Raul Julia?
Yeah, has he ever done another fighting movie? Action, even an action film. Has he done another action film?
Oh, well, we would have to IMDb that.
I don't know.
Because for some reason, I knew he was in the Addams Family.
Yeah, he was in the Addams Family. I mean, that's you know, I hate to say it, but that's kind of like where I know.
I think there was one time where he was actually a bad guy that was a Street Fighter. And I would have to look it up. I remember he was like, I think he was like some sort of like drug lord or something like that.
I could kind of see that. I could see him playing that type of character really well. Let's see. We got, when we look up Raul Julia, we see, you know, Addams Family, really popular, real big there. Addams Family Values, The Plague. I don't remember that movie.
Was it The Rookie?
Roger Corman's Frankenstein Unbound. No. Presumed Innocent?
Presumed Innocent, maybe.
Isn't that with Harrison Ford?
I think so.
I think that is with Harrison Ford. It sure is. Maybe he's like a villain in that movie.
I think he might have been a villain in that movie.
Oh man, how stereotypical though we take the foreigner, assume that he's playing the villain. He's Raul Julia though, like a serious actor, he's got some acting chops and. Place him as Bison in the Street Fighter movie, which seems so strange to me.
Yeah, it was even back then. You're like, really? You're the he's Bison?
Yeah, it's like what? Because not only that, but like Bison, I always thought of him not. So I mean, I don't know. Like
in the games, he was always like this, like. Big chiseled dude, and I
always thought like, okay, he's red. I thought more of like a Russian type of character, not like a.
See, I always kind of thought he was like German,
or German. I could see that too, maybe. But like Raul Julia is neither one of those.
neither one of those, and it was just like if you go back and watch that movie,
it's kind of crazy. I don't know. Let's go back to the list here. There's a variety of other Universal Soldier films that have been out that Jean-Claude Van Damme has been in. I hate to say it, but I think I've only seen two of them.
Yes. I think those are basically the two you should only watch.
Yeah, the other probably,
one,
yeah.
The other ones, I think he like makes a cameo or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't there? There's one... I think there's even like one that he's not even in at all.
That's
there?
Correct. I think it's the third one, and then fourth and fifth one, he makes a cameo. I think he
comes back or something. Yeah. And the Legionnaire, I've never seen that.
The Legionnaire is pretty good. Legionnaire, it's average.
And which is the one that has Dennis Rodman? That's a Dennis Rodman, and it's the double team. Yeah, that's that one.
I remember the saying that they had in the movie with the previews, and I remember watching this, and it was like Jean-Claude was like, offense scored the points, and Dennis Rodman was like, but defense wins the game.
I do remember that. That's right. I do remember that. What an odd pairing. Man, that movie would only be made in the 90s. Exactly. You know what I mean? That movie would not be made now, I don't think. But
Dennis Rodman was like the first, because Jet Li had DMX as in several movies. So John,
but that feels that, better than you know what I mean.
But that was Jean-Claude Van Damme's guy was Dennis Rodman.
I guess so. I guess you're right. Man, I think he could have picked better. But
he was, Dennis Rodman was hot at the time. He was.
He
came off from retiring from the Bulls. He was married to Karma Electra, which is a fellow Ohioan.
That is true. That's true. You can't diss him for that. Yeah, it's such a weird pairing, though.
But if you guys ever get a chance, there's a more recent movie besides Jean-Claude Van John to watch. It's called JVCD.
And I've heard that was really good, too. I hate to say it, I haven't seen that either. Maybe we should have done a little more prep before we did this podcast here. But, I mean, we just saw Jean-Claude Van Johnson, and we were compelled to talk about it.
So basically, the premise of the since Rick hasn't seen it, I'll give you guys the premise of it. Basically, Jean-Claude Van Damme plays himself, and he is stuck in a bank with like these robbers and everything, and they're assuming that he's this big action star and that they have him as a hostage with all these other people. And so the criminals thinking, he's this action star. We would be able to get money for him. And his fellow people that are being hostage are like, why can't you kick the crap out of these robbers? And it is a kind of a cat and mouse game where Jean-Claude Van Damme basically has to try to negotiate his way out of it between the people who have him captive, the police that are outside who possibly think that he's involved in it to get his movie career up and going again. and it's a pretty good movie. So,
oh man, yeah.
JVCD.
I have to add that to my watch list too. That sounds pretty good. Yeah, there's a couple other kickboxer movies. I hate to say I haven't seen those either, but
I think after the first kickboxing, yeah, just
probably
went away.
Yeah, that's probably true. But the I will say this though, like if all of his new stuff is like Jean-Claude Van Johnson, dude, I'm a fan.
He's back.
He's back. So. Yeah, I don't know. Should we end with anything else, or is that's maybe go from JCVD to JCVJ?
JCVJ.
Yeah, right. Jean-Claude Van Johnson.
Right, that's right.
There you go. So, all right. I think that's probably about it that we have to talk about right now. If
my mom had a huge crush on Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Ooh.
Had a huge crush.
Yeah.
She was like, ooh, Jean-Claude Van Damme. She liked the Seagal, too.
You know, it's so strange. And there was a girl that I went to high school with. And I remember just talking about movies. I graduated in 93. So I, you know, this is the time frame,
right,
where Steven Seagal and all those movies were super popular. And just talking about a Steven Seagal movie, I can't even remember which one it was, but it doesn't really matter. But because, you know, they're essentially kind of the same plot, kind of.
Yeah.
The you know, there's some sort of phrase involved, you know, whatever, out for justice. It's all, you know, there's some, you know, something like that. But I remember her just saying, oh man, that guy is so hot. And I just remember, like, what?
Right.
I don't get it at all. I mean, you know, Jean-Claude Van Damme, I get it. The guy's attractive. He's, you know, he's in shape. He's got a symmetrical face. He's a good looking guy.
Okay.
Steven Seagal? What?
I think there's only one movie that you can be like, oh, okay. I think it's his first movie. I think it's Above the Law.
He
was a little skinnier then, but yeah, but it's kind of like.
But still, like, you know.
Exactly. Because I always wondered, like, Sylvester Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Van Damme, when they're in their movies, they're like, they're at least kind of breaking a sweat.
Yeah, yeah.
But Steven Seagal, every movie, he's like literally standing still and just moving his arms.
Knocking people around. I know, you know, and, you know, I get it. You know, that's his thing. The Aikido thing, you know, it's, you know, using their own weight against them or whatever. But, you know, but still, even the look of him, you know, not traditionally handsome.
No.
Not the first thing I would think of is being attractive person. I mean, I like Steven Seagal. You know, I like some of his movies and stuff like that. You know, despite the repetitious nature of them. But I just remember saying that, and I don't think I could have had a more shocked look on my face when she said that, because I was like,
"How
like,
dare what? You?"
Steven Seagal. I was just like, "What?" I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah, well.
Because I thought she was kind of joking, but no, she was like, yeah. And I'm like, what is it? Is it the ponytail?
It's the ponytail.
Is that what it is?
I think
is
it is.
What it is? I don't know.
I'm trying to figure it out, because my mom was like, oh, like, look at that. That's Steven Seagal. I'm like, mom, are you serious?
I don't know.
Have you seen this guy?
I don't get it. So guys out there, if you want to, you know, pick up a lady, I guess you have a couple options. The easiest route to probably go, maybe go with a ponytail. I don't know. Go with a ponytail.
Go with a ponytail.
Learn Aikido.
Exactly.
Like, one of those.
Yeah, so you could be like, "Hey, girl, I could shift your weight around to my heart."
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh man, wow. But yeah, I guess on that note, we'll leave you with that, and you know, check out our website, www.allofmyissues.com.
Yeah.
Look for us on YouTube and on Facebook.
That's right.
All right. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.